And it's still our request of ourselves. All this, what it is we think we know. What is that? It's the gathered experience, individual and collective experience of sense gathering. That's all. What we've been able to verify or collect individually or collectively as human beings and the sum total of the history of human civilization. All of that has to be left behind. Whatever pull it has upon us, it's keeping us anchored to anartha, to misconception. So only Grihita Chetarajarse Uttamashloka Lilaya. Our consciousness being captured by the seed of faith planted in there can start pulling on out of this situation. And it's the only means for us to connect to that Vaikuntha world. It is real, it is substantial. But Shraddha Mayoyam Loka, it's a plane of faith. A faith signal is being broadcast into this domain. So many times Gurudev was saying, you have to make yourself a receiver. And he told, above Vaikuntha, why is Ayodhya superior? Because there the Lord has the pastimes of being born, having a mother, a father, brothers. There's no birth of Vishnu and Lakshmi and Vaikuntha. So no mother, no father, that those sort of pastimes are not there. So this is revealed in Ayodhya. So generally Guru Maharaj is telling the Vaikuntha world is the lower hemisphere of the spiritual domain. But now we're going deeper and higher into Ayodhya. And there is also conjugal seva, but it's restricted to Sita. Only she is qualified there for that type of seva. But interestingly, in different places, when Ramachandra visits Mithila or this place or that place, the Dandakaranya Rishis, they're seeing his inconceivable, extraordinary beauty, and they're becoming imbued with Madhura Rasa sentiments. And you see, some gradation is taking place. But Ramachandra is telling him, no, this, like saying, I know how you feel, but in this Leela, he is so exclusively dedicated to Sita that in her absence, when it came time for him to perform different sacrifices where the wife must be there with the husband, murtis of Sita were commissioned. But his beauty was so extraordinary that the murtis were becoming imbued with Madhura Rasa sentiments. Sita's murtis were melting in his presence. And he even had to tell them, and when I appear as Krishna, at that time this will all be adjusted and the full flow from of that type of heart flow, that can be given vent at that time. So that service, which is limited to one in Ayodhya, when you go to Dwaraka, 16 Shaktis Krishna has, principle, and 1,000 extended variations on their beauty, personality, charm, sweetness, personified individually, not mere reflections, not that type of extension. So 16,108 queens, this is expanding from that point. Then it appears, once it appears to be becoming more and more exclusive, it's deceptively simple. That is the Mathura Vrindavan conception. Chintamani Charanabhushana Mangananam Shringara Pushpa Taravas Taravasuranam. Vrindavane, Vrajadhanam, Nanukama Denu, Vrindani, Cheti, Sukhasindura, Ho Vibhuti. What's happening in this sort, this sequence, is all of the opulence of Vaikuntha and the, by extrapolation, the sweetness is becoming condensed. But the radical transformation necessary in our consciousness to accommodate this is do not be misled by the contraction to think that it's becoming smaller. But as it condenses and concentrates, it's becoming more extensive. And this is where our minds and intellects blow a fuse. Achintya kaluye bhava natang starkena yojayet. This won't be grasped. Avan manasagocha, it won't be grasped intellectually or mentally or with a few books open before you and collecting something from here and adding that to this one and that one, and then your equation is going to produce the infinite. Like they showed that comic strip man, Gary Larson, he had this, when they show Einstein at a blackboard, and there are all these letters from physics, and then at the end it says equals, and then you see a dollar sign. It says, Einstein discovers that time equals money. So it's not like that, that you're going to extract from here or there and then get an infinite product as a result. Krishna is repulsed by that sort of approach. Jnana payasamudapasana mante. Even Brahma and his four heads couldn't accommodate a Prakriti Leela. It's deceptively simple. So in Charitamritam, Kaviraj Goswami said, Vrindavan, what is it, 32 kroshas? That world which is all accommodating, most extensive, he's presenting it in the terms of some sort of narrow confine. But it's not to be taken literally. That plane, Chintamani Charanabhushanam Angananam, the jewels that spring out of that soil, Chintamani, that are desire, wish-fulfilling touchstones. The gopis are wearing them as ornaments on the ankles of their lotus feet. So Krishna sent Uddhava from Dwaraka to give him exposure to higher voltage devotion. Like once Srila Guru Maharaj was told, people talking about Krishna Nam and chanting japa, right? Chanting Krishna Nam. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, try to conceive when Srimati Radharani, when she takes Krishna Nam, when she invites Krishna name, what sort of voltage is within that Krishna Nam? If we can even have a remote glimpse of that by His grace, then our only conclusion would be to approach her nearest agent and offer ourselves in service. Say, I want to have a connection with that, so I'm approaching you because you're the nearest local agent who's representing that plane. What can I do? I want to offer myself in service. Dikshakale bhaktakori atma samarpan. Otherwise, diksha is a formulaic ritual. And you're saying, what does it mean to offer yourself? Today's Ekadashi. Srila Gurudev said once here that we're offering some of ourselves, our energy, to Krishna to consume. That's why you'll feel something. If you're observing any of these things properly, we'll feel some giving of the self, something there. When Srila Saraswati Thakur spoke on this once, first, because anything can be discussed from many points of view. He said, yes, the moon's in a particular position, it's increasing the flow of ras, and pleasure tendency is heightened. So, by fasting, the balance is restored, senses are... One of my friends once made up a word, he said, quelmed. And we all like got out, well, quelmed. And then sort of a combination of quell and calm. Shakespeare made up a lot of words too. So, that's the effect, externally. I think at the same time, mystically, Krishna's desire is greater at this time for rasa. Whatever in this world is a perverted reflection of the original, so even on this very subject. But what is pleasing to Krishna is seva. So the devotees at that time try to increase their seva. And in terms of to what level to observe fast, Srila Guru Maharaj's advice was to the degree that it does not incapacitate you or debilitate you for service. Is what is the point of fasting to the point of debilitation? That's not our line. And just for the sake of what we were discussing earlier, so you can see also the possibility of promotion within the plane of dedication from one position to another by inner necessity of the heart, substantially. So those Dandakaranya Rishis, as when Mahaprabhu is jesting with Venkatabhata about Lakshmi Devi, Yadvanchya Shri Lalanacharatabho, why does your Lakshmi Thakurani want to have rasa with my Krishna? First it's like, what are you saying? Are you hinting at impropriety? Like, no, but I'm just, please explain. And he's saying, oh, Krishna's Rasa Raj, when she wants those type of pastimes, she's also going to Krishna, it's appropriate. Krishna, Vishnu, Siddhantically speaking, they're the same. But Krishna is highlighting this aspect. So she's making her approach there. Oh, but she's not given entrance into that plane. So right there we can stop and think, what are the qualifications to enter? If Lakshmi Devi herself cannot enter, then what are the qualifications of the souls who can enter that plane? Still, Mahaprabhu says, those Dandakaranya Rishis, and according to Garga Sangita, ladies from Mithila and other places, they were given entrance. Bastu, Gopi Bab, Gopi Deho. The right mood and the corresponding form that personifies that mood and is qualified to move in that plane of devotion. What time is it? Just see the detachment of our devotees. Not one of them has a watch.